Welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, March the 2nd, 2019, Season 13, Episode number 8. I am Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And we are currently waiting on Matt's arrival from his other job. He is not running behind, he is not running late. He's just waiting on his other job to be done with. And we're going to wait for him to let us know when he gets here. Should be soon. Should probably be within this segment that we're doing right now. But if you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can find us on Facebook, InGameChat. You can email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. We are everywhere. We're streaming right now on Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv. Type in game chat in the search bar up there. You'll be able to find us. There's actually a lot of other. So if you use the, if you type in IN hyphen game chat, we'll come up a little bit closer to the top. But if you just type in INGAME chat, you know, in game chat, you might have to scroll a little bit on the results that it gives you to get down to where we're at. So just something to keep in mind. Anyway. We have to do the thing. Let me do the thing. Let's do the thing. The thing right here. We're going to do the thing. Did the thing. Thing's done. It's over with. I don't have to worry about the thing anymore. It's finished. Until next week, anyway. When we do the thing again. Yeah, I got the clapboard's done. That's it. Did the thing. So, anyway. Welcome to the show. What have I played? Lot of Spider-Man. Absolutely no Destiny, but a lot of Spider-Man.
Is that a first?
A
week of no Destiny?
A week of no Destiny? Yeah. No, I don't think it's a first. I think back in the fall, waiting for Black Armory to release. In between, a little space in there where, in between there where I was like, you know, got nothing. So, yeah, I haven't played it. Next, the DLC, whatever, the new stuff, the new season starts next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
Because I'll be getting back into it.
Mm. I saw in the show notes there were some changes that people weren't happy about.
Yeah, they're taking out the, It's the prismatic matrix. A stupid name for a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's tied to the money shop.
Yep.
You know, where you spend real money.
Yep.
Prismatic matrix was a thing where you get a thing, you get a bounty, you complete whatever it asks you to do, which is usually just always. It was just complete a challenge, which a challenge is like, hey, play one of these matches, do one of these things. Just a challenge. Just complete a challenge. You get the matrix, you use it, and it gives you, there's like, I think, eight items,
you get one random.
Yeah, on offer all week, it's eight items, you run it, and you get a random thing. That's it. That's all it was. You get to use it once per week per account.
Mm-hmm.
Not per character, per account.
Yeah.
So
chances are it's something you can't use or don't need? Or
yeah, for the most part. I mean, I got a few things from it, but for the most part, I didn't need anything from it. So, yeah, it's a thing that's going away. So that little freebie there won't be there anymore. But I'm not not too concerned about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's something that's going to be missed.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me too much. I can see where it might bother other people who really strive to get everything that is on offer all season, but to do so without having to spend money, that's an avenue that's taken away from them to get that cosmetic, to get that sort of thing. So I can see that I can understand them being a little frustrated about losing that. Doesn't bother me at all. They're a little bit up in arms on it. So, yeah. But no, all I did was I played Spider-Man. I kind of like Matt to be in here when we kind of discuss that, since I did finish the game.
Okay.
You finished it.
Yeah,
right?
I finished it a while ago.
And Matt's finished it too. And I've started the DLC. I finished DLC number one, the Black Cat stuff.
Okay.
I finished that DLC and I have.
Yeah, the DLC is something I haven't even started yet. I didn't even pick it up. But it's still available, so I can pick it up anytime.
Yeah, so I got those two that I'm working on. I would like to, I don't really have much to discuss about it, but the fact that we haven't been really able to discuss it because of my slow progress, I would love to talk about that. Not that we're going to have a lot to discuss about it. The awards that it has won are well deserved. The praise that it has gotten has been well deserved.
Very much so.
I would not take away anything from those. I would not argue about that. I got some nitpicks on it. But I don't foresee us doing any kind of spoilers. If you're worried about the fact that you just haven't played the game and you don't want anything at all revealed to you, then maybe be careful around there. We'll let you know when we get to it. But I don't see us doing any spoilers. There are some major spoilers to discuss, especially at the end of the game. But you know, when you're talking in the world of comic books, especially when you're talking in the world of Spider-Man comic books, the number of costumes alone show you that this is a character with a multifaceted history,
over 30.
Or am I have no idea. There's a bunch.
I'm going off of memory because it's been a while since I played the game, but I think it's like. It's got to be somewhere between the 20 to 30 range, or probably possibly over 30.
Yeah, there's really a lot of costumes, and each of those costumes has a story as to why those costumes exist.
Yeah.
And the story,
a lot I've never heard of.
Yeah, and the story behind why those costumes exist is because, well, then take the movie that released Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. The Spider-Verse, all right? There's a ton of ways that you can look at this. So... And interestingly enough, I think Marvel has officially commented on the fact that the video game Spider-Man is another part of the verse, another part of that universe. It exists in, I think, is it 616? Isn't that Earth 616 or whatever? Isn't that the one that is like the Earth we belong in? 616 is
or
the name of the number.
Like that.
Yeah, they all have different names.
I mean, I hear this. I see this in Injustice 2 for DC Comics.
So, like, there is a universe number attached that relates to the video game universe that this Spider-Man exists in. Yeah. So,
and it gives them a lot of leeway. You know, if you have a problem coming up with a plot, just say, "Oh, this is Earth 27 or something like that. Just make something up.
Well, it's the reason that you have some Spider-Man stories where. Aunt May is old. Aunt May is young. Ben didn't die.
Yeah.
Ben and Aunt May never got married. His parents lived. His parents died. His parents, whatever. Peter Parker wasn't even Spider-Man. It was somebody else.
Yeah.
It's the reason you have so many different universes, because you can take that any way you want.
That was it. Marvel's series of runs, The What Ifs.
There was The What Ifs.
The What
Ifs,
yeah.
That was with The Watcher and changing all these things around. But yeah, so... You know, when we talk about spoilers, we're not necessarily spoiling anything. It's something that is set in its own universe. So, but we'll be careful. I don't think we're going to have to discuss spoilers when we talk about what we did and didn't like about the game. There's very few things I didn't like about the game at all, but I do have some nitpicks. That is actually all that I played. Let's real quick before we jump into your stuff here, RJ. I wanted to do a chat room roll call here with AC Wraith, Drunk Degenerates, Lethal Migraine, Random Man X. I haven't talked to him in so long. We have not since we haven't played Destiny. We barely had anything to say. Plus, he had some stuff go down at his house that I hate happened to him, but hope never happens to me. It was bad things. He's safe. His family's safe. There's no big deal there. But, just being a homeowner, you have to deal with the things that happens to your home.
Yeah.
You can't call the landlord. You are the landlord. That's all you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Matt is downstairs and at the back door. Would you mind making a run, RJ, while I continue to talk at length about the things that happened to Random but did not happen to me that I am grateful for? Random NX is in there. Retrode, Steven Van Damme, and Thar66. I'm throwing out all these names because they're in the chat room. And I appreciate them being there. If I could see a list of people who are listening to the radio broadcast right now, I would go over those names. I would say, hey, thank you. I bet Chris is listening. Thank you, Chris, for listening. Because we appreciate every single person that listens to this show. So whether you do it online, whether you do it just listening in your car, on the radio, on the app, whatever the case may be, we do appreciate it. And I'd like to thank you guys. That's the reason we kept the camera open there for Matt, because we knew he was on his way and that he would be here soon. And now he has arrived, and we will talk to him here shortly. RJ, what have you played?
I've played a lot of fighting games, but mostly, more than anything else. For the most part, DOA 6, Dead or Alive 6 came out.
That came out.
So I gave. So I put a little time
Was there
in that.
A steelbook involved?
No, there wasn't. There was no limited edition version of that game.
I didn't even know it came out. Dead or Alive, isn't that the one? Yeah, no, that was Soul Calibur. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Soul Calibur that always throws in the extra characters from pop culture, different things, yeah. But Dead or Alive, I don't think does that.
Tekken did that as well.
Oh, Dead or Alive has the
jiggly physics.
Or what the internet has been calling core values lately.
Core values.
Because of what happened with Joey Queller and his announcement with Evo's lineup for 2019.
Yeah, I follow that Wario guy who gives me deals on games and stuff on Twitter. And so my phone gets blown up whenever he starts finding deals or something like that. But he doesn't just cover the deals. He covers game news whenever anything breaks. Like, I think he posted the trailer for something. I don't know. A movie trailer came up. He's like, here's the trailer for this. Mm-hmm. So he does things not necessarily related to sales. So he was apparently watching that stream and was like, okay, here's the number 9 game announced for Evo. And boom, 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 boom. So I saw the whole list.
Yeah.
Dead or Alive is not in there?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Smash Bros. Melee wasn't in there. They just got Ultimate. That's the newest one, right? Ultimate. What? Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Yeah.
That's the newest one. I think that made it in there. No other Smash titles.
Smash Bros. Switch. Okay, if you just want to call it that, that lets everybody know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and the one that surprised a lot of folks was the Undernight Inbirth EXE late.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go over the list and be like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? You know?
Yeah,
but
I mean, they're all fine. But some things was left out, like a Guilty Gear was left out. I remember that one. But Blaze Blue Tag was still a part of the roster, I believe. But Samurai Showdown was a nice surprise. They were going to have that out, and we got the announcement that it was going to be out early summer.
Yeah, so was Marvel Capcom in there?
No.
I didn't see that either.
I didn't notice that in there, no.
Yeah, that wasn't in there either.
Mm-mm. Notable changes in there.
Mortal Kombat 11 was, of course, in there.
Of course, yeah.
So that'll be a part of it. But
yeah, that was the thing that was getting everybody.
Did you see the roster leak?
Yeah, I heard there was a roster leak. I mean, I just saw the reveal of Johnny Cage. So my main is back in there, so I'm happy with that.
Oh, Cage is your main guy, huh?
Cage is the main character. Right. I've been playing Johnny Cage since the original MK.
Cage has a nice little fantastic fatality related to his...
Related to the glitch.
Related to his background, and yeah, the glitch, too.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I saw where Johnny Cage was revealed, but no, there was a roster leak. I don't know the names of the people in the game. So I can't really tell you, like, hey, this guy was in it, this guy was in it, you know. Because I don't know exactly who all has been announced and who hasn't been announced, so I don't know which one is, you know, I don't know what is a reveal and what isn't. But I can post a link in the chat.
I'm about to say I was looking for a link to see.
Yeah, I'll get you one here in just a second. Because they've been talking about it. Oh, wow, that's interesting. Sorry. Going to my forums where I get my thing. GLAAD is a streamer who streams a lot of Destiny, but he was also streaming Anthem and apparently has been banned from the game. For playing the game efficiently. I don't exactly know what that means. I'm opening up the thread title so I can read that later. Let me still find...
Is this like the guy in Fallout 76 who had like over too much ammo because he played religiously for so long and they figured he was cheating and they banned him?
I mean, it's a possibility that they think he's got a... that they think he's cheating or something. But I also have an interesting story on not necessarily Anthem. I mean, Anthem I think is tied into it, but just EA in general... Mm-hmm. Where it was an interview with Amy Hennig.
Yeah,
and she talked about her time working at Visceral, and you know, shed some light on working there and what was going on, and one of the reasons that that it's a little difficult to make a game for EA. Depending on what it is you're making, and I want to talk about that, but I can't find this thing. I really want to find this thing very badly, so I can post it in the chat room for you guys to see the does the leak, because I don't know any of those characters. You know what?
I'm looking at the same picture, the character select screen.
It's like an off shot.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at that picture, then you're good to go, because yeah. That's the one
with Scorpion on the left.
Scorpion's the one selected.
Yeah. I see the silhouetted images. I'm thinking, okay, I see Jax. I don't know how he survived because the ending was indicated he wasn't going to survive either way.
Oh, come on.
Let's see.
Fighting games are like comic books.
And soap operas. Yeah, that's right.
They all come back.
Johnny Cage was just released. I see that. N-O-O must be Noob Saibot.
Yeah, Noob is in there.
K-I-T must be Katana.
Mm-hmm.
S-H-A.
S-H-A. That is Shang Tsung is what they suspect that to be.
Mm-hmm. What's a total brand new character that we don't know about yet? I want to say that looks like Kano at the top as well.
Kano is in the game. I saw a picture of him. Or at least he is in the leak.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I saw it. Here we go. And I found what I was looking for.
Let's see.
Took forever. It took entirely too long. What else have you played, by the way, while we're thinking about these things?
Yeah, well, like I was saying, DOA 6. I'm just scratching the surface right now. I've got to relearn the fighting system because it's been a long time since I played DOA 5. But my main character in the game, Zach, that I use, there's 146 moves in his moves list. So I've been trying to get together memorize them, basically. Memorize what I can out of there before I play online and try to get some ranked matches in.
Yeah.
The thing I'm hearing about the game, though, right now is that there's no lobbies. You can't create a lobby in the game. So it's just random online matches with people wherever they are. So that's a bit of a confusing thing. I would think you'd have lobbies by now because all the games I've played have had them. A little bit of Street Fighter V. I'm trying to get back into ranked matches in there so I can get my rank up in that as well. Played a bit of Dark Souls 3 as well.
Really? What brought you back in there?
I was trying to update one of the characters I got in there, and basically she couldn't carry. It's my heavy weapons user, but she couldn't carry enough, so I had to get some leveling up done to make her able to carry all the stuff that I've accrued throughout the playthroughs of the game. And other than that, I was looking at a bit of Tekken 7 as well. The final characters were released recently for Season 2. Julia Chang and Negan from The Walking Dead. So those two are out, and I can pick up the...
That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot.
I can pick up the Season Pass to finally pick up the rest of the roster. I think it was six characters were released in Season 2, and I can pick them all up now. They've all been released.
How much is that season pass?
After tax, $32.
Okay.
Yeah, but the characters around 6 to 7 each, so it's a mild discount.
Yeah.
Better than getting them all individually.
What else? Anything else?
No, that's pretty much all I played. Bunch of fighters, really, and Dark Souls 3.
And Dark Souls 3. Mm-hmm. Matt, over to you.
And I'm Matt.
Yeah. And he's lagging.
Yeah. More Elite Dangerous with Kevin. Mm-hmm. It's like your Destiny. Yeah, it's
except I didn't play Destiny at all this
year. Yeah, so I hear. I
mean, the week's not done with yet. There's still tomorrow when I could fire it up for whatever reason, but I see no reason to do so.
Yeah.
Especially considering the new season starts Tuesday and how much time I will be into that game. So, go ahead.
We've been doing some more mining and everything, just enjoying that. Resident Evil 2, I did Claire A. So, mm-hmm. And I need to do Leon B. I did last weekend, I was telling you about, like, they have the submachine gun unlimited ammo.
Right.
That's if you get Hardcore S.
Not S plus.
Not S plus.
Okay, so it's not included. So it's not included when you get S plus. Then it's probably.
Well,
I think it would
be. If you get S plus, then you get all the other stuff as well. But that's one that for S you could use the unlimited ammo.
Okay.
Unlimited ammo for other weapons.
Okay.
Hmm. So.
I never heard about that, but okay.
And Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Okay.
Playing a little bit more of that.
That's all on your list? That's it? More Assassin's Creed Odyssey and not much else, huh?
Yeah, and Resident Evil and...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Resident Evil probably took a lot of time.
Have you completed all the pads now? Leon AB, Claire AB?
I haven't done
Leon B.
That's the one I haven't done yet.
Okay.
Yeah. I mentioned probably while you were waiting out on the back door that I had finished Spider-Man.
I heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk about that, and I guess we will when we come back from break here. We'll talk about that very little bit. I mean, just that I finished it. Going to try to stay away from spoilers. There are a few things I want to nitpick. And I also, did you start the DLC or did you play any of the DLC?
I haven't done the DLC.
Okay. I finished the first DLC. So there's some costumes in the DLC. There's some new outfits for the DLC.
Extra outfits, yeah. I was telling Scott earlier, it was about, feels like 30 outfits in that game. Is that about right? 30? A little over 30.
It feels.
Well, it is now. If you said there's more outfits in the DLC, that's 3 extra DLC stories in the game.
Yeah, it looks like each DLC comes with at least 2 outfits, I think.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. It is. It was fun waiting to finish the game because they kept adding these extra suits.
Mm-hmm.
Just not necessarily with DLC, but just like here, we're going to add this suit. We're going to add this suit. It had nothing to do. You didn't have to do anything to unlock them. They were unlocked. They were ready for to go. The Fantastic Four suits, that sort of thing.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. There was nothing. You didn't have to have the season pass to get them. Yeah. They were just like here.
I wish they had a Spider Ham.
The movie suit from 2, or not from 2, but the movie suit from like the Raimi Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
Was in there. They put that in. That's completely free for you to play. Played around with that. It was fun to wait because I had all these choices of suits to play with.
Mm-hmm.
So I could play the game and go through and play it in different suits however I wanted to rather than sticking to the one. Although, honestly, when it got down to side missions, when I was doing all my side quests and stuff, mm-hmm. I'd wear whatever suit I wanted to. But as soon as I went back into the story, I put myself back in the suit that they gave me for
your
that.
Your default suit?
Yes.
Yeah, for the most part, I was playing in the one with the white spider.
Right, the default suit. The one that was created, which is, that suit exists in this game universe thing, whatever.
Didn't they have that in Spider-Verse?
The white suit?
I believe that they had, like, when he was down in, when he went down into the spider den.
Oh, no, I mean,
I think one of the suits was in there was the white spider.
Okay, but I was under the impression that that suit for made by Insomniac was original, just wasn't in any of the other.
It is original. I mean, it's canon to their to their universe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, it fits. It's just like I said, at the beginning where there's so many different ways to write Spider-Man that it has its own universe type thing. So,
I think the thing with the suits was the fun part was picking and switching the attributes of each suit for to apply it to whatever suit that you
I
had.
Like that. So that way you have the aesthetics and the power from something else.
Yeah, and I was just starting to look at the things like the one for Iron Spider.
Yeah,
that
one,
the multiple arms that came out. I had fun playing with
so immediately when I finished the game and I unlocked I unlocked Peter in his underwear but wearing the mask.
Yeah.
I immediately selected the Iron Spider power because I wanted to see what that looked like if he was completely not wearing a shirt or a suit or anything.
Right.
Just to see him barebacked and then like
arms coming out.
Just arms coming out
suddenly
of his back.
Cybernetic arms coming out of his back. Yeah.
It looked exactly what you would think it looked like, which was a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Did you guys come up with a favorite suit? Like, just one that you like, I really like this one? Or the
two suits. I had two. Well, let's go to a break. We'll come back.
Okay.
And we'll do a whole Spider-Man talky thing.
Sure.
We are going into break here. So, last week, there is no theme for the music, of course. Last week, though, I went through the Crackdown games, right? Crackdown 1, 2, and 3, just showing music progression, but realized that I had not gotten any Metro Last Light music because that had released as well, and totally forgot. So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to have a track from Metro 2033, Metro Last Light, and then Metro Exodus as well. This is Last Light, the sequel,
the
middle game. It's a track called Train to the Past. So we'll be right back to talk about some Spider-Man games right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from a game called Rainswept. The Old Church is the name of the title for it. I don't know anything about this game. But,
I don't know why, but I think about that one you were talking about, Grease.
Grease?
G-R-I-S. that artsy game with the music. Sounds like something that will fall into that genre.
Possibly,
just
yeah.
Just a guess.
Before we get into our discussion, let's talk to Chris, who called in. Hey, Chris.
How y'all doing this afternoon?
We are doing good. How are you?
Excellent. Of course, anybody that listens to the show quite often knows I live way out in the country in the boonies and can't get a good internet signal. Well, I was at my grandparents' house earlier this afternoon, and they have a metal roof, and anybody knows about that, that pretty much if you had a weak signal, you walk inside the house, the phone doesn't know where you're at or anything, you know, no signal whatsoever, data or cell signal. So I was looking on there, and I was looking on the internet, and then I have a 4G signal. What in the heck's going on? So I did a speed test with the speed test app. I was getting 50 megabits a second download speed inside the house with a metal roof. And I'm thinking, well, I'll see what it is outside. I was getting over 100 megabits a second download speed, and just now recently in the main house, our house, 113. And I said, yeah, I'm glad to know that new tower right out from the main road is up and running now.
Well, good. And I'm glad you could call in.
Y'all been doing okay?
Yeah, doing all right. Well, playing games, of course. What have you been playing?
Not much. More stuff on the Switch, and I decided to download the Metro Redux combo deal on the PlayStation. They had it.
Good call.
They had it at 70% off, so it was like $10. So
for two really great games.
Yeah, and I've been wanting to get the new third one, so I said, yeah, I might as well start out and start playing these two. And get into the series, and I've heard y'all talking about it. So yeah, that price, yeah, I can't pass that up.
Is that a flash sale going on right now? For
yeah, it was a flash sale. I think it's still going on. I think it's still on. It may have already went out, or it may be about to go out in a couple of days. I think it said like the 6th or something of this month.
Okay, that's a good pickup, man.
Yeah,
for that price, yeah.
Two games in that bundle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Not really. Probably have to go back and talk to Verizon sometime and upgrade my hotspot device because it's not getting full signal strength like my cell phone is. But I'm pretty impressed. I'm getting that kind of good signal now. It's like about 10 times as fast as I've ever got out here at the house. I'm very impressed.
All right, man. Well, we enjoy hearing from you every single week, so we appreciate it, and thanks for calling.
All right, y'all have a good afternoon.
All right, take care, man.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, he talks about signal strength and everything like that. I was someone had given me a request to SharePlay or whatever for Resident Evil.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I've ever tried that, and the thing said my signal wasn't good enough to
You
got to
be
maintain.
Pretty good for that.
Yeah, really, yeah, pretty good
yes,
for that.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Probably business class internet or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah. You really have to be, and even when it does work, I mean, both of your signals have to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And even when it does work, it's still not the best. Mm. So,
yeah. Like I said, it was the first time I've ever attempted that. Yeah. I got that message, really, basically.
So the Spider-Man talk.
Yes.
Right.
You were asking about suits.
Yeah. Which suits did you guys pick up? Like. A favorite, like, I like the look of this suit. I'm not talking powers, I'm just talking pure aesthetics.
Just a pure look, because you can switch the powers on the thing anytime you want.
Yeah.
Switch suits anytime you want, too.
I'm not sure about the name of it, because it's been a while since I played, but it was I think it was a Secret Wars suit. Blue top, black bottom, had the silver webbing, and I think it had a red logo in the center.
Okay.
I think that was a suit that I had picked up. That was one of my favorites.
That's not familiar to me for some reason. But it's a lot of suits to go through.
Yeah, it's like a lot of suits in there. Yeah. I think, like I said, the Secret War suit. The black and yellow suit, very simple, but I like the color combination in that fight again, in the last fight with Dr. Octopus.
Yeah.
That one. That was a pretty good looking suit. The default suit. It's still one of my favorite suits there. And I'm trying to think of the other one that I pretty much liked. I think it was the negative.
Oh, okay.
The negative suit. That was interesting.
That was a good one as well.
Yeah. I had two suits that I enjoyed. I will say, when I started the game, I was not having it with their white spider suit. I stuck to classic Spider-Man suit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, classic Spider-Man. I get to play around with him. But, of course, as I said earlier, I would switch during story mode. I would switch it back to go into the regular suit. And eventually started using that more and more. The other suit I spent a lot of time with was the 2099 suit.
Okay.
I really, really enjoyed that.
Is it the navy blue and the crimson?
It's the blue and the red, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I really, for whatever reason, I just really enjoyed playing with that suit. However, mm-hmm. it wasn't until I beat the game that I started playing more with... first off, Flaming Skull Spider Suit is intense. I had no idea that that existed in any kind of universe whatsoever. I am now interested as to what that is.
Yeah. Was it the Ghost Rider themed?
I mean, it looks
Spirit of Vengeance.
It looks
like?
Ghost Rider-y, yes.
Yeah,
but I mean, like the full suit is like a it's like a body because you know it's toes. It's not like he's wearing boots.
Mm-hmm.
It's like toes. Like his it's like a it's body. It's his body.
Mm-hmm.
And his head's on fire with blue flame, and its skull, and mm-hmm. I don't know, just intent. It's like this is. This would scare anybody that you were walking around in New York with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this suit should do, is to just instill fear into every single person you walk up to. Mm-hmm. Even civilians, they should run away from that. I mean, just...
Instead, they run up and ask for high fives.
Yeah,
don't they?
Right?
Kind of like how Batman in some of the darker movies, you know.
But
it's that his suit is there to strike fear.
Yeah.
Uses that as a weapon as well.
Well, then he needs to take some pointers from the Spider-Man suit. Mm-hmm. That was a fear-inducing suit. Just, woof. But I didn't use that too much. The one that I came to use a lot after I finished the game was the cartoon suit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The cartoon suit was interesting. The more I used it, and the more I used it in the setting of, I guess it was midday or sunset or something when the game ends,
mm-hmm.
and you're left to like, here, just go around the city, do what you want to do. It's... You can change the time of day if you want to, but it's set at whatever that time is, and I want to say it's almost like it's sunset. Swinging around in that suit at that time of day, I didn't try it in any other time of day, but I think it stands out more when you can actually see the suit and the city itself and it's not dark.
Mm-hmm.
That really changed the way the game looked. It was very strange how it did it, too. It almost felt photorealistic.
Yeah.
Because your main character was in sort of a cartoonish look, it made your background, your setting, everything else really stand out. It looked photorealistic.
Yeah.
It looked live action, with the exception of your main character swinging around like that. It was insane how it was tricking my mind to do that. Some of the buildings just looked photorealistic as I was swinging around with this suit on. It doesn't happen when you're wearing any other suit. Any other suit and everything just blends in and it works and just does what it is. And you can, your mind is able to tell the difference. But when you have that cartoon suit with their backgrounds, it was really interesting to see put together. But mainly, like I said, I stuck to 2099 suit and I stuck to the story suit.
For me, the cartoon suit...
Which you don't unlock until...
Late in the
game.
Yeah,
way late in the game.
That one and the black cat suit. The black and the red that
you
get from...
Oh, the one she made you, yeah.
Yeah, the one she made me. I like that one. I rolled with that one for a good while.
Yeah.
I didn't like the punk... I mean, some of the suits I'm like, eh. Like the punk suit.
Oh, I did not wear hardly any of the suits other than what I mentioned.
Yeah.
I would look at them in...
I would try them out. Like, you know, I tried the Iron Spider for a minute.
Yeah. I just want to see the powers on that one.
Yeah.
Good colors can be a gold and yellow like Iron Man. I think the Ghost Spider I keep hearing for that suit we were talking about. The flaming head.
Yeah.
The Ghost Spider suit.
That's, yeah. No, it's real intense.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, yeah, Thars66 says the games look great in HDR. I will say I'm playing Spider-Man on a 4K set in HDR.
So I bet that's, yeah.
So
nice.
There may be a reasoning for the why it's... That cartoon suit was having the effect that it was having. I don't know, but I will say.
I imagine it was looking pretty good in that
resolution. Just amazing how the backgrounds would look, but it really only stuck out as you were just swinging around town doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Is when it really stuck out that everything was looked very, very photorealistic, and it didn't have that effect with any other suit in the game. There's the Fantastic Four suit where he's got the bag on his head.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That was from
DLC.
It's not DLC. It's just in there. Oh. So
they must have added
update, just an update or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you really need to go.
See,
back
I haven't
to
see, I haven't played the game in a while. I haven't uploaded it or installed it. I haven't put it in my system for a while. So it's probably an update due.
Oh yeah. I'm like I said, I'm still playing. I'm playing the DLC.
Bag on his head. I remember that comic.
Yeah, he was in a Fantastic Four outfit, but he had a bag on his head to conceal his identity because they didn't have a mask, and they also didn't want it to know that he was Spider-Man. So, so yeah. As far as I know, even though he was shooting webs and stuff, it was still a thing.
Should be obvious, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, there's a lot of them in there. And then if you, once you, I don't know if you picked up the DLC and just haven't played it.
No, I need to pick up the DLC.
Yeah. You'll get new suits there as well. I got the UK suit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
Which has got the Union Jack flag like.
It's kind of like a pattern. Captain Britain.
Yeah, very Captain Britain, yes. And then also the Scarlet Spider 2 suit, which is...
Oh, yeah, Ben Reilly's.
Yes.
Yeah, Ben Reilly's suit, yeah.
Red with black top and red eyes.
I was thinking about the one with the red outfit with the blue hoodie.
That's in there as well.
Yeah, Scarlet Spider, yeah. That's,
yeah, that's also
about.
Scarlet Spider, but there was another Scarlet Spider version 2 or something.
I wouldn't mind, like, since I enjoyed... Spider-Verse so much. Miles Morales' suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with
the one he gets in the movie itself, the black one?
Yeah. I think that'd be, you know, just a nice little...
I mean, it's Sony. I don't know why they don't do more of a connection there.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got most of the other suits other than, I think, maybe Spider-Ham, but... I would love
a Spider-Ham.
They don't have, what's her name?
Gwen Stacy.
Well, they don't have her, but also the one that has the robot.
Penny Parker.
Penny Parker, yeah.
Spider, but Spider.
Not sure how
Mech,
they could do that
Spider
either.
Mech,
yeah, not sure how they could make that happen though. So, it's odd that there is no Venom presence. Again, this is Sony.
Yeah,
Sony owns the. Yeah. Sony owns that, or has license to the IP, so there is no black suit Spider-Man, as far as costumes go. I wanted to say now I finished the game. And again, I give all, I agree with all the praise that it's gotten and all the awards that it's won. It's a fantastic game. I'm still playing it, and I'm going through the DLC. I have a couple of nitpicks. The Taskmaster challenges were annoying.
Yeah.
I don't like any of them. I don't like chasing drones. I don't like trying to get to the bombs. I don't like doing it. The combat is fun, but I still just don't like that being graded on whatever.
Stealth missions either?
Huh?
Stealth missions either?
Stealth missions. Oh, well, yeah, that's right. He did have a stealth challenge too, didn't he? No, yeah. I don't like any of those challenges. Anything where it's like, beat the clock, but also your score needs to be this high.
Yeah.
In order to proceed. And for me, being the completionist that I am... You don't get a little green check mark on your map unless you get the best tier in every single challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The little green check mark is not there until you do that. And so I had to do that.
Get gold.
Yeah. For me. That's how I play. That's just me. So anyway,
in my case, it was just getting stuff to unlock those suits. Yeah. That was the thing about it. I mean, I didn't have too much of an issue with it.
I was trophy chasing.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I was trophy chasing. I cannot stand how often and how annoying it is to play anyone else but Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah, when you had to play...
when you play as Miles, when you play as MJ. I didn't like any of it.
Yeah.
I still don't like it. It's not necessarily even the powers. It is just annoying. It ruins the momentum of what you're doing. It takes you... It just puts those brakes on so hard. And takes you out of it that it's just annoying to do. I didn't have trouble with them, mind you. They weren't terribly difficult at all.
Mm-mm.
But there was enough of them for me to, like, every time it happened, a big, big sigh as of just this groan from me of, oh, God, here we go. And it happens in the DLC. The DLC put me in MJ's shoes again, and I thought, why are you doing this?
Wow, I didn't think they put it in the DLC.
They put it in the DLC, and they brought challenges back in the DLC as well. This time in the form of Screwball. Yeah, the Thar 66 Screwball's challenges. Those are annoying. Now, the trophy for Screwball's challenges was to get second place or higher in any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than try and complete, you know, get top tier on any of them, I was just going for second place, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, here's a tip on those. On those and on the Taskmaster challenges, your time is your biggest bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you need to be creative in how you take down enemies or whatever the case. But in both the bomb chases, the drone chases, even the combat and the stealth, the amount of the faster you can get that done, the higher your score will be.
Yeah.
And you will gold those things every single time. Mm-hmm. The same applies to Screwball challenges that she does in the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
One that you have to do is, it's not a drone chase, but there's a trail you have to follow, and you're on a timer. And at each little checkpoint on this trail, you have to destroy a machine with your webbing. You can just sit there and thwip and blow it up.
Yeah.
But as you're going, sometimes you'll go through one of the water towers that he does when he slides through them or whatever.
Yeah.
Then when you do that, then you have to take like a picture, and it has this running bar across the top, and you've got to press R1 when it's at the peak thing to get the picture just right so you get the maximum points.
Mm-hmm.
That's annoying. I don't want to do any of that ever again. And she incorporates that in every single challenge. So when you have a combat challenge, there'll be spaces where the ground lights up, and it's like, hey, if you do some maneuvers in there, you can take some of those selfies, and that'll increase your score.
Mm-hmm.
It's best not to wait around for these things to pop up when you're doing the combat things, because, again, timing is better than anything else. Mm-hmm. If you can do it fast, you can do it, you know, that way. So she has another chase, another combat thing. What was another one that she had? One where you could only use two gadgets. The one gadget that, like, lifts them up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the other the trip mine gadget as well. You can only use those two gadgets.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm remembering right through my playthroughs, I barely ever used gadgets, really. Oh. I mean, my web shooter, I use that more than anything else. And sometimes I just had to remember, oh, yeah, I've got gadgets I can also use as well. So I barely ever use those other things.
I used them a ton because
be an issue for me.
A lot of your fights had these prerequisites of like, hey, when you do this fight, if you can knock three people off or web up six guys or whatever the case, mm-hmm. had all these prerequisites that I wanted to do to get the maximum amount of points for doing it. So, but those are really my only complaints. And I'm afraid, obviously, now that they're coming into the DLC, that I'm going to have to deal with them in the next two DLCs as well. With playing as not Peter Parker, and also having to do stupid challenges. Yeah.
I see in the comment section where Thor says the snapshot meter to take pictures and the Screwball stuff broke his rhythm of the fights. I'm thinking broke the combo meter for your for
no,
your stuff.
No, it just breaks your rhythm in what you've got going on, because you'd be trying to do so. In the middle of a fight, when I'm trying to get a good snapshot, maybe somebody is aiming for me with a gun or with a rocket launcher,
mm-hmm.
and when I pull that off, things slow down while you're taking the snapshot, but things are still going.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get a rocket fired at you, you'll have to do the snapshot, and then either you're going to get hit by the rocket or a gun's going to shoot you.
Yeah.
And it's really, really annoying.
Well, in any of the comments, I always try to keep the combo meter as high as I can.
Yeah. Really.
So I could see... if I could see trying to take a snapshot in the middle of all that, and he says break my rhythm, the first thing I'm thinking about is breaking the combo meter.
Yeah.
Because that would be the thing for me.
Oh, yeah. Got a comment on Spider-Man. Good.
Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, you're on in-game chat.
What's going on, man? I love your show. I heard you talking about Spider-Man, and I had to call. Literally bought a PS4 Pro after Christmas just for that game.
Worth it.
Do you have a 4K TV?
Yeah, 4K. Okay.
Oh man, it looks great.
Samsung Curve, 65-inch. Yeah,
it's a beautiful looking game, man. In
the
4K.
The four main first party games made it worth the purchase. I'd buy another one, man.
What did you get? What other games did you get?
Well, I have my library from all. I got Uncharted 4, Horizon Zero Dawn. It's blown me away.
Oh,
it's impressive.
That and God of War?
And God of War.
Yeah.
I need to get both of those.
Okay. I can't wait to go back
to
those.
God of War, they just took the formula, turned it on. I mean, well, they changed the entire formula and created something new. It made me want to be a better dad, man. I call the morning show sometimes. I was the caller of the year, Brandon, that time.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. We used you in our our Abby presentation this year.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah, of course. We loved that call, and we saved that call. So, yeah, we did use it.
Yeah,
I haven't heard any. By the way, I haven't heard any updates. So, you know, hopefully we win. If we do, it's because of you.
maybe I can get another Baumhauer. No, I'm kidding. But, man, I love my PS4 Pro. I don't know if people know. I picked up a PSVR because I'm back on the PlayStation wagon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a new model that came out. It's not a lot of great games, but it is impressive.
Yeah,
but
no, it is impressive.
If you have a PS4 Pro and you use the PlayStation VR, the old model that's in the bundle,
yeah,
high dynamic range doesn't pass through the little device that the VR hooks do, because your HDMI passes through from the TV through that back to your PS4. So I ordered me a new, just a headset for $200.
Okay.
So I don't have to unplug it and plug it back in every time I want to do VR. And they fixed the earbuds. They have some earbuds on the side now. But
I know
there's a free game that came with PSVR on Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in my recliner playing an X-Wing fighter the other day. It blew my mind. Dude.
That X-Wing is amazing. Because when I first borrowed Scott's PSVR, and I did that. And when you're
you still have my PSVR,
I do. Yeah, but when you're in the lobby area and you first sit in the cockpit before you actually take off on the mission, you can look around the X-wing. And I was like, all right, I know enough of the technical schematics from the blueprints and being a huge colossal nerd growing up. What buttons are supposed to do what. So mm-hmm. I'd look over and I'd click a button, and it was actually the targeting computer where it's supposed to be. And I'm like, that was really impressive. You know, the amount of, like, that level of detail, you know, that they put into it was great.
Yeah. I recommend it for gamers that are bored with every, you know, that just want to do something different for a change for an hour at a time or so.
Yeah.
Have you, I picked up also a Wipeout. They have a Wipeout bundle that was, like, relatively cheap.
I got the Gran Turismo bundle on sale over at Walmart, but I guess I'm going to try to sell my VR. When I get my new one, if it works properly, I'll try to sell the VR headset. If y'all know anybody that might want one.
Scott might need to buy one.
No. I already have one. You might
someone
like.
That doesn't have a PS4 Pro. It has just a PS4, you know, the Slim or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's been used maybe less than an hour, but I enjoyed it so much. I kind of like to have the latest, greatest. Got a little spoiled. One more PS4 thing, if I'm not taking up too
much. No, go ahead. Go ahead. We're going to take a break here in just a second.
I was on Xbox One. I got an Xbox One X. I've been on that for like 4 years, and I put my PlayStation. I sold it, but I kept all my digital games. But I love the Xbox One Elite controller.
Yes.
Just I got spoiled. So I was looking for something similar, and at GameStop, there's a controller called a SCUF.
I've heard negative things about that.
I like it, man.
Okay.
I've put it through the motions, and I'm here to tell you, it's about as close as you're going
to
get.
To having that experience?
I tried to tell me there was something better coming out next month, and I could pre-order it, but the SCUF is solid, man. You can program the buttons. The buttons aren't the same. I don't know if Microsoft didn't patent those for the Elite, you know, but it comes in handy, like in games like God of War. And it's got two extra buttons on the side where you can tap them, like with the middle of your index finger, you know, as you're tapping the RB or LB.
There's
a couple extra buttons I never would have thought to put there, but it's great for a dodge roll or whatever.
Oh, okay.
You know, but anyway, I just. I rarely get to hear you guys when you're live on the air, but I'm glad there's a gaming show in town, man. I'm a big fan of you, brother.
Thanks.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, have a great weekend.
You too.
Take care.
Yeah, I didn't want to go into too many spoilers on Spider-Man other than to say there's what I enjoyed about it. There's my nitpicks. It looks like my nitpicks are going to continue in the DLC that they've done, which is kind of annoying. This is one of those things where I hope they get it right in the sequel, where it's like, hey, we're not going to do this. We're not going to add this stuff. It lets them expand the gameplay time, because as soon as you put the player into either Miles or MJ, that slows down the game. Those are very slow missions. They're hard to rush through because of the situations and their stealth.
You don't have powers.
You cannot rush through any of the missions with.
They're not long.
No.
None of them are ever very long, but you can't rush through them. There was one where you're in, Grand Central Station,
mm-hmm.
and you're playing as MJ, but you're like giving signals to like, hey, go take down that person as Spider-Man. Why are we not playing as Spider-Man? Because Spider-Man's there. Why do we have to play as her at that point?
Yeah.
I get it in the other ones because Spider-Man is not available to help out or whatever. But in that Grand Central Station location, Spider-Man's right there. It was kind of neat to see him do his thing while I'm playing as MJ, but I still don't understand why I couldn't be Spider-Man to do that. Eventually, you do get to play as Spider-Man inside Grand Central and do your stuff, mm-hmm. but... It was still very annoying to put that
have
in.
A branching where that you could choose to play her or play as Spider-Man. It gives you the choice. Yeah. Who do you want to play as?
I'm trying to remember the reason. Wasn't it because if they even see Spider-Man, they were going to set off their trap?
Yeah, but they've done that before. You just don't get seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't get seen. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of it.
Real quick, for the last Spider-Man thing.
Very quickly.
For me.
Yeah.
Favorite Stanley cameo. I like.
I don't remember his.
They're in the cafe after like MJ leaves and everything.
That's right.
And he's
yeah.
like, and you know, he just sort of Peter comments to himself about how you know how that you know he always liked her, and like Stanley's like, yeah, she was always my favorite too. Mm-hmm. That moment right there, I'm like, yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's not Stanley to me. That one, Stanley playing a character, that Stanley just saying, yeah, I've always liked MJ.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We do have to take a break. When we come back, we'll hit some of the news going on as well. Here's another track. This is from the third Metro game, Metro Exodus. Mm-hmm. This is called Overture. Simple enough. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Thank you. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from, I think, DLC for it released this week. Hearts of Iron 4.
It sounds very World War II-y.
Yeah.
Yep.
This
that
one's called...
Stephen Ambrose, you know.
This track is called Hearts of Men. The name of the DLC, I want to say, is... Men at Arms, maybe? Is what that one's called? I can't remember. But it's Hearts of Iron 4. A game I've never played.
No.
Thar says he liked the voltage puzzles in the Spider-Man games. I actually did like the... Those puzzles where you... They were Bioshocky, I guess. You know, the circuits and stuff. Mm-hmm. The voltage puzzles, yes. And then the other one was the chemicals. The different strands of chemicals that you had to recreate or had to match with
the lab.
Yeah,
the lab stuff. Yeah. Actually, I was fine with those puzzles. Yeah. You know, I didn't like... The fights were okay. It felt like Dr. Octopus's fight went on for a very long time because I couldn't figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were in a limited space to fight him, and I kept doing these things over and over and over again, and it felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. But that's exactly how it felt when I was fighting Tombstone, was that I had to do these things just over and over and over again and just keep hitting him. And eventually it gets you to the point of, okay, you've done enough damage.
Here's phase two.
Yeah, we can move on from here. Let's see. Was it Electro? No, it wasn't the first Electro fight. I was going to say there was part of the Rhino fight that I didn't like, but I remembered. That was because they put me in... Miles'
shoes.
Yeah. Yes, and I didn't like any of that.
Yeah, you're not fighting Rhino.
Yeah,
as Miles, you're not doing that. Forget that.
No, I didn't like any of that. I did like the boss fights, though. I liked pretty much all of the boss fights.
That 2-on-1.
Even the 2-on-1 was not too bad. It gave you some, you know, it gave you a situation of who do you want to focus on more. If you want to focus on anyone specifically, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I learned that more with my second fight, Rhino and Scorpion, more than I did with Electro and Vulture.
Mm-hmm.
Rhino and Scorpion, Rhino was easy to get away from. Scorpion would jump across the map. So I dealt with him. I dealt with Scorpion easier because it was like, let's just get him at every chance. Rhino's very slow. When he's charging, you just get out of the way, and you run to another safe spot, and it'll take him forever to get there.
Yeah.
The drugged-out Scorpion fight was...
I hated that.
I didn't like it.
That was something I didn't like. That's something that I didn't enjoy. Felt like they expand... That's just something they were trying to expand the gameplay with.
Yeah.
Is exactly what that felt like. Just filler. Hate that. I can't stand with people when developers resort to things like that in their game and put in filler. I kind of liked it in Batman. It was still filler, but I kind of liked it in Batman during
the
Scarecrow parts.
Scarecrow?
Yeah.
That felt more in tune with the characters, I guess?
No, it did. It's how that's how they, with the exception of, what, the third, the Arkham Knight? Arkham Knight.
Yeah, those Scarecrow missions, were they optional?
No, they were not.
No, they weren't optional. Okay.
Not in the first or the second game. I don't think they were optional at all. But you're exactly right. Those were related to the character themselves. I don't know. Scorpion, I don't necessarily know that Scorpion ever had poison in his tail. I think he just had a really sharp tail that he could stab you with.
Because, you know, all of
going
that,
back to my
Spider-Man's villains are animal-based for the most part.
Yeah, just going back to what I remember, I don't remember him having poison in there, acidic, whatever, in his tail. I think he just had a really stabby tail. But even still, I've seen enough to know what the effects of what Scorpion does, or not Scorpion, but what Scarecrow does for Batman villains and that sort of thing, to understand that this applies in the game. But in Spider-Man, it just felt like it was...
If it was a different villain, would it have been okay?
Huh?
If it was a different villain, would it have been okay for you?
I don't know if...
I don't know if it would be. I think it just...
If that was like...
I didn't have an issue with having to face a Scorpion again like that. I chalked it up as just another boss battle. I didn't have it. I wasn't annoyed.
But it wasn't a boss battle. Because that wasn't your fight with Scorpion was with Scorpion and Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
Name another character that you had to fight one on one like that. That was part of the end fight.
I was going to say Kingpin.
No. I'm talking about that character, Scorpion, was part of the six that you had to fight at the end.
Okay.
They didn't isolate, with the exception of, I guess, Negative, Mr. Negative, mm-hmm. and Doc Ock. Those were the only two that you had separate fights with. Everybody else you had to fight in pairs, with the exception of Scorpion, which gave you this hallucination thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really do anything but put you in your underwear at the end of it, you know? You didn't do any damage to him.
Okay, look, I'm trying to figure out what your issue is with facing Scorpion like that. Was he implemented wrong or something? He didn't follow the lore properly or
oh,
what?
Well, I don't... It's been a while since I've seen the lore. I don't remember the lore having poison in his stinger.
Okay.
Sounds really weird. I don't remember the lore having that. It may have. I don't remember it. More... You know who I associate that with? You know who that would have worked with?
Okay.
Oh, God, what is his name?
Mysterio?
Mysterio, yeah. That would have worked better.
Okay.
In that sense.
Yeah, they only had the dudes dressed up acting like it, wasn't it? Or mm-hmm. Mysterio in the game?
Was Mysterio? Wasn't
no, no, it was just the college campus where the...
Yeah, the college campus?
Yeah, the college campus where Mr. Negative was influencing folks.
Right,
folks
yeah.
were dressed up as Mysterio, but it wasn't the real deal.
Yeah, okay. And you busted her helmet, and she's like, I spent months, yeah. weeks yeah, working okay. on that.
Yeah. But in other words, the point I'm having a problem with was that it felt out of place. It didn't feel like it felt like it was filler, like it was just there to extend your playtime. Something else they tacked in to say, hey, our game is this many hours to play. Like I said, I think it would have worked better with Mysterio so that you would have known, because you already knew you were in a hallucination anyway,
yeah.
but that you would have known you were in a hallucination. When I played those parts, I wanted to get through them as fast as possible. Okay. I didn't wait to hear what Doc Ock was saying when I was chasing his hallucination. I was just like, boom, boom, boom. Okay. Let's get to the part where I get out of this. Because it was slowing me down.
I would think the filler part would be your issues with MJ and Miles.
They are.
Okay.
I don't like those either.
Did you call those filler? Would you call those filler then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay.
Yeah. That was easily something put into... expand the length of the game.
Because you can't run through it so super quickly.
Yeah.
It's a slow-paced section of the game.
The Miles part, maybe not so much, because I know that a lot of the Miles part was exposition to that character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were at least earlier, when you first played as Miles, that was telling you a story
mm-hmm.
of Miles, his relationship with his... I guess it was his dad.
His dad
was the cop.
Yeah.
His mom and his dad, mm-hmm. and going through the trauma of what he had to go through. I get that. The later stuff when you play as Miles, again, was not, didn't seem, it was just a stopgap type thing. Just like, here, we're putting this in so it'll lengthen this. Mm-hmm. It just felt, Couldn't he have just called Spider-Man over and said, look, I've got to get from this point of the street over to the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just pick me up over here and we can go around this way and you can drop me off?
Mm.
No, I'm going to risk everything I have to go through this middle part or whatever it is. I don't know. It just seemed out of place.
So you're doing that thing where you're applying logic.
Well, of course. There's logic to be applied, I guess, in some sense. As to why you're doing these things.
Mm. Character motivation is a thing.
Yeah.
And I sort of give it to the Miles thing because he wants to play hero. MJ, I guess, because she wants to be journalist, which I don't even remember her being a journalist. As far as
photojournalist or whatever.
Like, going back to my history with Spider-Man, and I haven't been in the comics for a long time.
Didn't as far as Spider-Man. Actress?
Yeah, she was a soap opera actress. From my days. Now, again,
which
things
universe,
may have changed.
Which, you know, Spider-Man.
Yeah, which universe, yeah.
Yeah, things easily could have changed.
Actress, Broadway performer, model, and all this other
stuff. And again, this video game is set in a completely in its own universe, according to Marvel themselves.
In this universe, you might have not wanted to be an actor.
Well, that even goes back to my Scorpion thing. In this universe, Scorpion has poison in his tail, and this is what he does with it. I don't know. I rarely remember any Scorpion stories when I was reading Spider-Man.
All right. How many Dr. Octaviuses are also female?
I have no idea.
The only
the one I know of.
Okay, you only one. Yeah, the only Scorpion one I saw was The Evil That Men Do, the one with Spider-Man and Black Cat. It was like one shot. I think it was 6 issues. It was just some criminal who was trained to use the suit.
Yeah.
I forget the lady's name, but she wore the suit and she was doing all types of crimes with it. That's the only Scorpion I had experience
with. The most stories I can remember as far as reading with Spider-Man, yeah, we're talking comic books now, would have to be a Shocker. I remember because Shocker was involved in the creation, or at least in the origin stories of not Venom, but Carnage. Mm-hmm. And so I remember a lot of that. But obviously the main villain that sticks out in my head when you talk about Spider-Man is Venom. And he wasn't a part of this. Mm-hmm. I collected all of the black suit Spider-Man costume appearances leading up to and then featuring Venom afterwards.
Starting with what, Secret War?
Secret Wars number 12 or number 8. Secret Wars, was it number 8? I think it was Secret Wars. It was either 12 or number 8 when he gets the suit.
I remember the cover.
Yeah. And so I have that one. And then Spider-Man 300, or Amazing Spider-Man 300. And it, so on and so forth into other versions of it and wherever he showed up. So
Secret Wars 8.
It was 8. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, moving on from Spider-Man since we've wasted so much time already on that. What do we have in our news for the day? We should get some information about Jedi Fallen Order, but that's coming up in April.
That'll be at Celebration in Chicago.
Yeah.
I have friends that are going, so
that might tie into what I wanted to talk about. Amy Hennig had an interview with VentureBeat this past week, and or actually I think it was last week, but more sites are starting to report on that this week. If you can find the VentureBeat article, and you know what, I can probably find it and post it. It is a very good interview with her, just to get to glean some insight. She doesn't feel that single player games are dead, even though it kind of feels that way.
It does.
I'm
hoping, like, with stuff... that's why I hope Metro does well. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
We could get that single player.
Yeah, I think the gist of it was, basically, it's hard to pitch to makers to do it. Because
she said you might have a harder time pitching single player games because you're pitching something that is one and done. It is...
Yeah.
Here it is. How can we market this, though? How can we sell more games out of it? How can we make more money off of it than just buying the game? And that's a hard pitch for companies to take on.
Yeah, because you're not the people who buy the game are the priorities. Like
she said, if Uncharted didn't exist when it did, and she were to pitch that today,
it probably wouldn't go.
It probably wouldn't.
Because the focus is what nowadays, microtransactions and extending the getting players to buy more into the game than they normally would.
But let's look at Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Let's look at God of War.
Yeah.
Let's look at Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at what Last of Us is doing.
Mm-hmm. Detroit. I mean, there's all these different...
I don't necessarily look at Detroit, only for the fact of everything else that I had mentioned had just a lot of accolades with it.
Okay.
I mean, Detroit is single player, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the accolades that have come with those, and I'm specifically speaking mainly of Sony exclusive titles. Even Detroit falls into that category. But...
I wouldn't say Spider-Man's got DLC, but I'm talking about, is God of War. Does God of War have DLC at all? Anybody know?
I don't know.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, and it did pretty dang well, did it not?
Yeah, and Horizon does have DLC. Last of Us didn't have DLC.
Yeah, it did.
Or did,
yeah,
it did for the multiplayer.
It did for the multiplayer.
That's right,
didn't it have that, wasn't that mission DLC, the Left Behind?
Yeah, Left Behind. Left Behind was DLC.
That was standalone DLC, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but...
Like, you could buy it...
I know it's like in my list. Game? Like, you know, when I put in the game and everything, it's...
I may be thinking of the remaster.
Yeah, maybe the remaster.
I may be thinking the remaster
may have came with it. But as far as I know, someone in the chat room, correct me if I'm wrong, but God of War, it did pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And there was no DLC for that game
That I can remember,
that
yes.
I can remember. There was no DLC for that for it at all.
Yeah.
So that's a shining example that you don't need DLC to be successful.
Well, she also talked about the fact that it took them... they made Jack 3, I think, in a year. It took them, I think, two or three years to make Uncharted.
Yeah.
Because they had to build it from the ground up. They had to build a brand new engine for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. However, Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3 took only 2 years to make. Mm-hmm. Now she reads where games are taking 5 years to complete with a whole lot of money involved just because things are improving. She also talked about, and this goes back to what we were saying earlier with the Jedi, the Respawn game, which is under EA. EA has the gaming rights to all these things. Apparently, when you work for EA and make a game, they want all of their games unified behind the same engine. The Frostbite engine currently, which is something that DICE made. So DICE is a really good engine for first-person shooters because that's mainly what it was made for. But apparently there's a lot of difficulty when you want to make a third-person perspective game using the DICE engine. It's very difficult to do. Anthem is sort of realizing this. That, yep, this is kind of difficult to do with Frostbite. You guys want us to do this, and it's very difficult. The parts of the game where you're at the hub are first person, but the majority of the game when you're in your
javelin,
yeah, thanks, your mech,
close enough, your super suit,
yeah, exactly, yeah. Are in third person, and apparently that was difficult for them to do, and I think they're realizing that it is.
Is that actually the reason? But the loading times is what's first and foremost. What everyone talks
I'm hearing
about,
a lot of that. I don't necessarily know that that's the reason, but that's what I hear is a big complaint is the amount of loading times.
I hear it's not selling as much as they want.
It's not doing as good as
I think Anthem. Now. I think folks, what they did with Anthem was they wanted to take a wait and see approach. There wasn't going to be a lot of day one purchases on that. And they wanted to see how it turned out. And since it's turning
it's
out,
being
like,
a lot of
like,
waiting.
Yeah, people are like waiting a lot till you fix it.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and read this article, actually. Full thing rather than what I had read. But yeah, I did not know that EA had that caveat whenever you're making games. It's like, hey, we want everybody. This was so that anybody would be familiar, any team, any other development studio in-house would know that thing.
In theory, a good idea, maybe.
But not when your engine doesn't work well with anything but first-person shooters.
This is one of those sounds good on paper type situations, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that you want to unify everything so that any part of the team...
Hey, we need some help. Get some people from this.
Can work on it. Yeah. Everyone's familiar with it. I get that. But it doesn't seem to want to work as well. And that's what was delaying them so much in getting that out. And, of course... I think the turn to let's look at Battlefront, let's look at Battlefront 2, let's look at PUBG, let's look at Fortnite, let's look at all of these games that are just making money hand over fist, and these are all multiplayer, non-single story things.
Yeah.
None of these games, Fortnite doesn't tell a story as far as I know.
No. It used to, but then it was... Went straight to
Overwatch doesn't tell a story. While they do have background stories on their characters, I don't necessarily think any of it tells a story. No. Apex Legends doesn't tell a story. Mm-mm. PUBG doesn't tell a story. Nope. Sometimes you don't need your game to tell a story. I get that.
But some games work better with stories. That's why we have different things.
I don't know of a game that I enjoy right now that doesn't tell a story.
Yeah.
Destiny 2, even with everything that it has, it tells a story with their story missions. Once you separate from that and just do like the loot grind, that's a different thing, but there's still story there.
Elite Dangerous is in that weird, I mean, there's background stuff to it, but it's what you make of it.
Yeah, and despite the game failing because of poor advertising, Battleborn had a story that they were telling in that. That gained my interest more than Overwatch, which had no story at all.
Yeah.
But we see that the advertising juggernaut that Blizzard put behind that, and you saw how it blew Battleborn out the water.
Yeah. Word is Borderlands 3 is getting announced at PAX East coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
The only part of Battlefront 2 that I liked was the single player story.
Didn't one of the Call of Duties have they just went straight multiplayer, no story?
I think all of them now.
Most of them did. Yeah, most of them just went straight multiplayer. Yeah. Which
and
they've
zombies.
Said, yeah, which they've said they'll institute a story mode for the next version of that. Just to jump into,
take a break real quick?
We need to. I just want to see if there was any other stuff here to hit on, just real quick. Amy Hennig. We'll do these other two here. Two new Pokemon games announced for the Switch, Sword and Shield. Mm. I don't really do the Pokemon.
No, but you know it'll sell.
Although there's a steelbook for the Pokemon
go pick it up.
What is it called? The ones for Switch that were just the Eevee and the Pikachu ones.
Oh no.
Pokemon Go Eevee, Pokemon Go whatever.
You're talking to the wrong crowd.
I don't. There's steelbook.
Look, steelbook, pick it up.
Nah, I would. Something I realized we never played music for, probably because the game was horrible and did not do very well, The Crew 2.
Yeah.
Driving game, right?
Yeah, but I needed one more track to finish off trying to find music.
Isn't that like a Need for Speed Light or something like that?
Well, here's the main theme. If it gives you any indication of what this sounds like, it is exactly how the game would play as well. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music. I realized that I never had any music from the Black Armory DLC from Destiny 2.
Hmm.
So this track is called
New
the Black
stuff.
Armory.
Yeah.
Which, of course, they're about to have their next batch of DLC hit next week. Season 6 starts Tuesday in Destiny.
Yep.
And we'll be there.
What's the granddaddy weapon in this Black Armory? Is that sniper rifle?
Well, there's the sniper rifle that looks like a sword, you know? That one's okay. I don't use it very much. The one that I do use from this, and it's an exotic that falls when you're doing the Black Armory, is it's called the Jotun. Jotunn with O has the it's not an umlaut.
The two dots
on top. So Jotun.
Yeah, that's an umlaut.
Yeah. Oh, it is? I thought the umlaut was the...
No, umlaut's two dots.
Two dots? Okay, it has the umlaut. That is a fantastic fusion rifle.
I would say to those.
When you charge it up and fire it, it tracks to where it goes. When it hits, it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
So it also does area of effect damage as well as burning damage, and it tracks. It was really nice to have. You can get rid of bosses in about 3 hits on some of the older bosses with it. Mm-hmm. About 3 hits. It's amazing.
You're tracking rocket launcher, that would be better.
You do have tracking rocket launchers as well. I mean, they've got those.
Yeah, I just really do not like... fusion rifles.
In season 6, it looks like they're bringing back, and it's not an exotic, it's just a regular legendary gun, but it looks like it's going to be Destiny 2's version of the Hungjury, which was a favorite of ours when we played D1, I remember.
What class of weapon was that?
Scout rifle.
Scout rifle, okay.
Yeah. Scout rifle, I remember the Hungjury was one you could pick up from one of the factions.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have to wait for a drop. You could just pick it up from the faction.
Mm-hmm.
And every week or so, the one that you would want would be in there that had the right rolls,
mm-hmm.
which was Triple Tap. So every third headshot would put ammo back into your reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dragonfly, which was headshots explode, which do,
mm-hmm.
again, area yeah. of effect damage as well. So anyway, that was Destiny. To some of the things that I wanted to go over was that good old games laid off some people.
Yeah.
yeah. I saw the article you put in there. It says quietly.
Like, quietly no, lays
this,
off.
In this day and age? Quietly? Yeah. Really?
At least, what is it? At least a dozen of their staff.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to be doing a different thing to try and combat Epic Game Store and what Steam is also doing now, because Steam changed what they offer the devs that sell on their storefront.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they're trying to do that as well. Not necessarily in firing those people, but that does look like that's a way that they're going as well. But they laid off some of their staff. I haven't bought a game from GOG in forever.
Yeah.
Last game I bought from GOG was Witcher 3.
Same here.
Yeah. The other thing, THQ Nordic held an AMA over the week.
Yeah.
On a site that they never should have even thought about holding an AMA on.
Mm-hmm.
How this slipped through the cracks, I have no idea. How it became what it became is also baffling from a PR standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
They advertised an AMA and they held one on a site that's not the best for anybody to be looking at, work or at home. It wasn't like an adult site, but it had a whole lot of adult things that you could find
mm-hmm.
on there. And I, by the way, saying adult things is.
Didn't even describe it.
I'm trying to be good here. I'm trying to be decent and not, like, warp the minds of anyone who's listening.
Let me put you this way.
Bad.
Let me put you this way. Bad behavior. All the bad behavior you want to engage in on the internet, you go to this place for. You want to see how dark and yeah. cruel some people can be? Go to this site.
Disney.com?
No, it's not. No. It wasn't Disney. But it was God.
Evil, dark Disney. There you go.
Dark Disney, man. It was horrible. Like, the government actually, like, seized that site their site was shut down and then reopened. I don't know what it was. It was horrible, though. And they still have some active, horrible spots on that site.
Mm-hmm.
That involve all manner of things. That says not safe for work content. You can't Google random NX, says you can't even Google search it. It will not show up in Google because they want you to stay away from it. Not safe for work content of all kinds, including hate speech, abuse, harassment, and other things that I will not talk about. They held it on there.
Yeah, like I said, simple. All the bad behavior you want to gauge in on the internet, you go to here. You go here for it.
THQ announced the AMA, and then 30 minutes later, they offered a follow-up tweet after receiving a wave of criticism for where they were holding this Ask Me Anything session. They said the opportunity was here, and we took it. We got approached in a very friendly and polite manner, and were assured that the said person would take care of all the nasty stuff, so here we are.
Impossible.
The person who went and did this came back and took sole responsibility for it. He says, I personally agreed to this AMA without doing my proper due diligence to understand the history and the controversy of the site. I do not condone all the things that they hold on that site. Again, I'm not listing these or talking about these on the radio. I'm terribly sorry for the short-sightedness of my decision. And promise to be far more vigorous in my assessment of these activities in the future. Mm-hmm. This was not about being edgy. This blew up, and I very much regret to have done it in the first place. Here's his apology. His apology says, I did this without doing my proper due diligence to understand the history and controversy of the site. That's his apology. The tweet previous says, The opportunity was here, and we were assured that they would take care of the nasty stuff. They already knew
that there's nasty,
nasty
stuff.
Stuff
on there. Yeah,
like
and
I said,
the site was at one time domain seized.
Yeah, like I said, impossible.
Due to bad things.
Yeah, to block all the nasty stuff on this.
It's where the internet goes to die.
Yeah,
and so the apology doesn't stand up if the other statement is true, where it says,
yes,
we know that the nasty stuff exists. Then you knew what you were getting into. They kept the AMA going after the criticisms began pouring in. He says, if I could do it again, I would undo it.
Yeah.
The CEO of THQ has not said a single thing. The CEO of THQ and all of THQ seems to be letting this PR guy take the full fall of this. Mm-hmm. But I sort of side with an article that Polygon wrote about this, is that until THQ Nordic comes forward with the CEO and offers the apology, it's not doing them any favors for what happened. Now, I also think that all THQ needs to do is like release an amazing game with a whole bunch of praise, and it'll all be forgotten because people will want to play the game. The odds of THQ Nordic releasing something like that is very, very small. That's going to be very hard for them to capture lightning in a bottle like that and make this all go away. It's going to stick out, and it's very, very bad. The amount of comments they got on Twitter was just, it was unreal. The amount of, how stupid can you be? How did this slip through the cracks?
Apparently very.
How did no one in your company, in your PR,
somewhere
anybody,
along the line, didn't throw up a flag?
I feel like somebody did, but he was, this feels like a deal that they made with somebody on that site. That they just couldn't walk away. How are you not able to walk away from that? How are you not able to shut that thing down instead of let it keep going? Was there some other thing threatening you? Was there some deal you had made?
Maybe the site like had their kids held hostage.
That's what
I don't understand. Which would be totally on brand.
I don't understand why you couldn't have shut that thing down.
Yeah.
Like you said, 30 minutes later, they issued the apology thing. But they kept going with it.
Yeah,
even after
is,
all of that
damage
stuff.
Damage is done.
I say the apology thing. It was the one where they said the opportunity was there. We took it. We were assured that all the nasty stuff would be taken care of. So here we are. By the way, all the nasty stuff was not taken care of.
So, really?
Yeah.
That's why I said.
I'm
man,
shocked.
That's why I said impossible, man. You're not going to do that with this site. Impossible.
Yeah.
Somebody at THQ hates, but it was like that last
go
day
to
or
that
something.
Site,
and he said,
you're automatically in a watch list somewhere.
Yeah, 45 minutes into the AMA itself, and in addition to various questions and requests for a new Destroy All Humans, that's decent. I enjoy it.
Okay, yeah.
That's fine. Give me more of that. The discussion is full of suggestive and outright images that you should not look at work nor at home.
Not at life.
Ever.
not suitable for life.
Yeah.
References to Hitler?
Yeah, of course. It's the internet.
That's the tame part.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
And it gets worse from there.
Yeah, like I said, folks, imagine the worst human behavior on full display.
And then amp it up some.
And then amp it up a little bit.
Because you obviously can't imagine what they're willing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How far are people willing to go to get noticed on the internet? It ain't surprising anymore.
No.
God.
Yeah, but, hey, it makes for a funny read.
Oh, yeah,
that's one of those, it's better to happen to someone else than to you.
I actually do enjoy reading about PR fails. Some of them are catastrophic.
That's a classic. That'll go down.
Because you think about how did this happen? You try to, you instantly analyze, how did you let this happen?
There was one I did when I do the random facts every morning on the show. There was one I did about.
I like those posts, by the way.
It was in Ohio. It was either the March of Dimes, I think, and this is in 1970 something or 1980 something, early 80s, maybe late 70s. They were going for the world record release of balloons.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, which
Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah. Which I think, you know, hey, going for a world record,
in the
80s. That's fine. Yeah. I think 11 people died from it.
Yeah.
It was a horrible disaster.
Yeah, the people out in the water died.
Yeah, it
did. Because, like, that, there's a random boat accident.
They didn't
that had
float
nothing to do
away.
With it.
They sort of, because of the weather that was bad that day, they all settled and went into the water of wherever, I don't know, not an ocean, but a bay
lake.
Or something, the lake.
Lake.
Caused problems there, caused air traffic control issues with planes and stuff. It was a bad PR
stunt.
I
like how the guy, like, basically played it off like it was a success.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
Denial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the other? Another PR thing is if you go back to when Coke changed their formula.
New Coke.
Did not last long at all.
I remember that.
Yeah. PR fails are fun to read about. And it's also a lesson to learn into, okay, how do you recover from this?
Yeah. It was right up there with Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
No. Mm. Oh.
So how do you recover?
I'm sorry if I reminded folks of that.
Yeah. How do you recover from doing an AMA? It's just going to take a whole lot of time.
And just don't be mad when people bring it up years later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, remember the time you did this?
Yeah. Lethal Migraine's actually correct. To be fair, the river in Cleveland has gone on fire a dozen of times. It's a foolish town.
Yeah.
The river has been...
Yeah.
What was it? The mistake by the lake is what it was called.
Call it Cleveland.
That is what it's called.
They call Cleveland that, the mistake by the lake.
The mistake by the lake. Exactly what it's called.
That reminds me of that WKRP is Guys My Witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember that scene, yeah.
Anyway, Plague Inc. The cell phone version of the game. You're familiar with Plague Inc., right?
Yeah.
It's the one where you start a disease and try and take over the world and wipe out the population of the world. The cell phone version is going to get a new scenario with anti-vaxxers.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm not calling them anti-vaxxers anymore. I'm calling them pro-plaguers.
This does not incorporate the Plague Inc. Evolved, which is the one that's on PC.
Okay.
But it probably will eventually make its way there.
Like an update.
The same thing happened when they released Science Deniers,
mm-hmm.
where you can play where all the countries don't accept science as anything valid, with the exception, I think, of like one country. And so there's that one there, but that eventually made it to the PC version as well. So, yeah, they ran a petition, and it got 20,000 signatures, which was well beyond what they had said. You know, if it gets this many, we'll do it. 20,000 was way over that number. So,
how long did it take to get there?
So, yeah.
Huh? How long did it take to get to 20,000?
No,
Probably no time at all.
Yeah. So.
I would have signed it.
Anyway. That is going to wrap it up for us.
Real quick. What are the two PS Plus games?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'll hit that next week.
Okay.
Because I don't remember what they are.
I remember what one of them is. I'm trying to remember.
What's the other? What's
one? Modern Warfare 4.
Okay.
Remastered, but I don't remember what the second one was. I was just trying to see if you knew so I could.
Well, we want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat room. Go to ingamechat.net. You can join us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on Twitch. Subscribe to this channel you're watching right now if you'd like to. And join our Discord if you can. Find us. Find one of us. We'll let you in there. And join our Steam groups and everything else that we've got over there. The Witness.
Oh, The Witness. Thanks.
The Witness is the other game. So there you go. Our final track here is Wrong, actually.
Okay.
That should not be in there. Why is that there? I thought I did six games. Do I have time to find it?
No.
You say that.
But he's like lightning reflexes. He's going to find it.
You're going to force the issue.
You know, it's a challenge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to
might get a trophy for it. Go on.
This is like, you and I, we'd be like, you know, this is the drones and everything, chasing down the drones. We were like, nah, man, forget that. Scott's like, I gotta platinum this.
Yeah, I had no fun chasing the pigeons.
Ugh, I had no fun.
Look at me go.
Scott needs a platinum this, whereas we would have just given up.
I'm a leaf on the wind.
Watch you soar?
Yep, watch me soar.
Didn't that dude die?
He did, during the middle of saying that. Thanks for peeling back that wound.
I'm sorry.
I found what I was looking for. Now I've got to figure out how to get it in there. It is...
How much time we got, Scott?
We got 1 minute left.
Okay. Oh,
And it's still...
Can we hum it?
Why is it still not coming up?
I don't know.
We
can hum it.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know the song. What are we talking about?
That's interesting that it's still not showing up.
Very interesting. We don't know what you're talking about. So, RJ, are you gonna, yes. What are you going to play?
I'm going to get more.
Found it.
Okay.
I realized it was we never did a song from Metro 2033, the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. We did two and we did three. We didn't do the first one. Here's the main theme from Metro 2033. We only have like 20 seconds. So, yeah. Have a good one. Bye.
Enjoy. Bye.